Narcotics Anonymous.
Thank you. What's happening? CPR, CNA, 31. Y'all having a good time? Come on now. I mean, it's Saturday morning and you woke up and you wasn't dope sick. You woke up and you in a convention looking for a message of hope and a promise of freedom. Right? Now, I know what my topic is, but it's my job also, too, as being a vessel of the Most High to get y'all's spirit moving. Now, if y'all don't move, I'm going to move. And if you ain't up to that, you can move with me just like that. Now, I got here, by the way, just like the literature said, out of utter desperation. I didn't know that I didn't know. I got here, thought I knew everything, and y'all told me to set my monkey butt down because I didn't know nothing. Y'all told me real simply that one addict by itself is in bad company. And you know, it's a lot of things that y'all told me that I believe. And what I'm getting at right off the top, see, I used to hang out with some people. See, we're on the topic today of sponsorship. Right now, I'm gonna take you back a little bit and give you a little bit of a peek inside of Les's sponsorship in active addiction. Yeah, y'all know about that one, right? I was hanging out with some people on the corner. They might still be on the corner. I just ain't going looking for them. They were saying stuff like this when I had an emotional crisis. They were saying, hit this dog and you'll be okay. Y'all, somebody got to relate to this. They was telling me stuff like, it's okay in spite of what I was feeling. They told me like, men don't cry. They told me stuff like, keep a boo over here and keep another one over there. I'm talking about not the spiritual principles we learn in this program. I'm talking about some freaky stuff. Yeah, y'all are laughing at that one. Y'all know how to do freaky things, right? Yeah, but when you get on this side of Narcotics Anonymous, when you get on this side of the spiritual principles that are embedded in the book, don't worry about them loud. Every time I come in this room, it seems like the disease tried to cut the mic off. See, he don't want y'all to hear this message that me and Francis got for you. He don't want you to hear a message of hope. He wants you to go back to your old junk and your crack house. Yeah, he wants you to start prostituting, not taking care of your kids. If you're anything like me, I lock mine in the bedroom with a bowl of syrup. Yeah. But it's okay today, man. You know, man, and I'm getting back to them people I was telling you about that I was hanging out with, man. You know, they had real spiritual music playing in the background, too. I told you, Francis, a lot of times spiritual music play in my head. Back then, I thought it was good music. Y'all can, you know, talk back to me if you feel like it. They were saying stuff like this. You may not have a great big Cadillac. They were saying stuff like gangster white wall, TV antennas in the back. They were shooting dope. Today's dope fiends don't look like the dope fiends that I grew up with. They was clean. Even the tricks look good. See, but something happened when we got introduced to narcotics. I'm talking about particularly, I used all drugs. I ain't gonna make it a direct substance that, because we all know how to use drugs. But something happened when they did crack. All hell broke loose. Not just in my city of Washington, D.C. I'm quite sure you had a hell of a time in your city, too. It was a hell of a thing. We was running around. You know, somebody say, why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me. Yeah. They were saying other stuff. Y'all, this is the last song I'm going to give you because I got to get this off the top of my head. They were saying stuff like this. Y'all remember this one. They were saying, well, I was slipping into darkness. Come on, give me some feedback. And say, when I heard my mama say, they say, what she say? And here's the punchline. They say, you've been slipping into darkness, and pretty soon you're gonna pay. Now see, that should have been a sign for me that my life had become what we talk about in the first step, unmanageable. I was hanging out with some people, and sometimes, I don't know about you, because we pushed and pulled some stuff. And you use your imagination on what you pushed and pulled. Sometimes I pushed and pulled stuff and went straight to sleep. Talking to you, said, hello. And then sometimes I pushed and pulled stuff and couldn't talk to me. So we relating, right? We feeling each other now. Y'all woke up. Y'all ready to have a good time, because I'm quite sure whatever I got to say going to be amplified by the time she get up here. But you know, we're talking about sponsorship, right? We're not talking about that. That sponsorship where we came from. We're talking about the heartbeat of the fellowship. We're talking about another addict guiding me through the 12, 12, and 12. 12 steps, 12 traditions, and the 12 concepts. We're not talking about a financial advisor. Yeah, you know, sometimes I got sponsors, don't I? I have a couple sponsors over there. They don't come to me with that bull because they know I ain't. Listen, I ain't here for that. You want to use your money, use it wisely, all I can tell you. Because if you're anything like me, I've been tried and tested in this program called Narcotics Anonymous. I came in here, man, and I got with some of the winners. I got some superheroes out there. If you ain't got a superhero, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, you might as well just keep coming back. You'll figure it out. I'm talking about some people who poured into me. Cook God, here we go. I'm talking about pouring life into the dead body. I'm talking about the spiritual bankruptcy that each and every one of us came in here with. How dare you judge that addict who's still standing at the coffee pot and walking around? How dare you judge that addict because the abscesses on their body didn't look like your body? How dare you tell a newcomer, hey, listen, I'm going to read it to you in a minute. I'm going to give y'all some new literature to give some old-timers and some seasoned members like me some help. That's why we wrote the Living Clean book. I'm talking about, man, give me some people who poured into my spirit. They walked me through the 12 and 12. You know, that's IP number 11. It's a heck of a thing in everybody's home group. We get caught up. We ain't got the literature. That's a fake phony and a fraud. Because the literature sits right over there on the side table, usually by your coffee pot, and it's free. My suggestion to you is, don't get the real low-colored ones. Get the high-colored ones. You might get some help. I'm talking about the fluorescent ones. Yeah, you know, the ones that stick out real big. Most of the time, people get scared of those. They were like, no, I'm going to get this one over here, this one over here. But all of them are good. But it talks about it in the sponsorship pamphlet, man. Your sponsor ain't your marriage counselor. I get that a lot. Nor your financial broker. Your sponsor is merely an addict who shares his hard-won experience with you. And if you're lucky like I've been, you know, I came here, my first sponsor was Ulysses R. And Ulysses R poured into my spirit. I was young in treatment. Treatment's not a requirement around here. But I cut the light switch on. I don't even know exactly what year it was. And I didn't know how to cut it off. And he came into the facility that I was in. Thank God for H&I. Anybody in here on H&I, thank God for you. That means you took time out of your day to help somebody else. You're already on the road to recovery. That's why we encourage the newcomer to get it serious. But Ulysses R. poured into me as much as he could. And he got sick. And he told me one day, he said, Les, you're going to have to look for a new sponsor. And that blew my mind, man, because I don't know about you, when I got in here, I still got a healthy fear of using. You know, I don't know what it really means to talk about I'm a part of the no matter what club. When that shit line up, I'm talking about, man, my life has changed today. I'm no longer less the addict in the cardboard box. I came in here, I'd rather dwell up underneath bridges and barrel files than to hang out with y'all. But they changed my life. I'm talking about men, right? Now, it says in our new revived pamphlet that, you know, I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit. It said that, you know, you need to get a sponsor that's pretty much the same gender. But our new pamphlet, which has not been revised but so long ago, says it's okay. You know, you pick who you need, who you think you need to pick. But I don't know about you. I really don't want to sponsor no woman because I can't deal with the menstrual cycle thing. I can't deal with it with my own boo. Hell if I want to deal with it with y'all. I don't want to deal with that. And then it's a heck of a thing. I don't know about you. I still got this little dude living inside of me. You know, I call him Big Sexy. When Big Sexy on the prowl, can you imagine him being on the prowl and you my sponsor and a female? Good God Almighty. Talking about going to share. Yeah, it just don't work that way for me. But I mean, you know, we're in a fellowship brimming with love. It's a unifying fellowship, so you do what you got to do, man. I can't tell you how to recover. Matter of fact, really can't nobody in this room tell you how to recover. That's something that you're going to have to get with this piece we was talking about, a higher power. You have to get with your higher power with that, right? And you're going to have to set aside the self-centered, the selfish ways to be able to operate and connect the dots in your life. But Ulysses rocked with me, man, and then, you know, I ended up going to meetings because they told me, and I believe this meeting makers make it. So I kept going to meetings, and I met a guy that I didn't even know was his brother. He in the room today. And I hope you don't mind me saying your name, Rob. But Rob, I know I broke your name. It's okay, baby. You'll be all right. And they played tricks on me. He told me, and I was willing, open-minded and willing. He told me, he said, listen, man, you're going to go to a meeting. I need you to go to this meeting because you've been coming to this meeting. You need a sponsor. I didn't know it was his brother. Y'all remember that. I didn't know it was his brother. And he told me to go to this meeting, and I was going to go up there, and I wanted to meet a guy that was going to be sitting in the front of the room. He was in service, and he's going to have $1 million smile. That's what they told me. And I said, hell, I want to meet some dude for with $1 million smile. But I went anyway, and I met my sponsor that I have today, Kenny Aaron. Kenny can't be in here with me right now. He loves me and supports me. He's in the money room right now helping take care of this convention. Service work. And one of the things that he's taught me is about being honest, open-minded, and willing at all times. You know, he's rocked with me. In 2009, I got here in 2007. Well, actually, the first child died in 2008. Some of y'all know my story. And it wasn't my sponsor's job to have to rock with me. My first son, he was just like us. I didn't get an opportunity to get him the white key tag. He never made it to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. 18 years old, man. He took a 357 Magnum, stuck it in his mouth, and pulled the trigger. I asked God right then and there, why me? Why didn't you save my kid? Why did all that greasy, grimy stuff I did, why you put me in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous to help free me? I couldn't understand. In 2009, it happened again. My other son, he went down to Baltimore Washington Parkway out here in Maryland, trying to elude from the police and killed himself. And I want you to listen to this real good, right? Because we got a stigma going around here a lot of times with our newcomers, and sometimes even people that have been here for a while. My sponsor, they say stuff like this. They say this to you, friends? My sponsor's not available for my needs. They say stuff like this. You don't have enough time. Well, first off, I'm going to give it to you, the words of my sponsor. First off, dumbass, I'm a recovering addict, too. And it says somewhere in our literature that you're not responsible for your disease. But you are responsible for your recovery. So I'm leading up to the fact that I like to travel a lot of places. Anybody know me? I travel. So I meet people. I embrace people. And when I can't get to my sponsor, I got like 700 some odd numbers in my phone. 700 and some odd numbers in my phone. And I would be remiss if I used them in time of crisis. So take that one with you, whoever it fits, when you talk about I relapsed because I couldn't get in sponsor with my sponsor. That's some bull. So I continue, man, to meet people and allow people in my life, man. Because, you know, we're talking about the heartbeat. Sponsorship is a fluent concept. One addict helping another without. One addict. Just one. The therapeutic value. And so that means, you know, man, it's important that we start tearing down. I got to keep it on me because I have a tendency, and I'm in front of my friends told me that. See, I'm real comfortable behind podiums. Yeah. I do a lot of stuff to help enhance my recovery. 11-step stuff. They talk about 11-step and say these clues. You know, you're going to get a lot of clues. If you stay in this process, you're going to get a lot of clues about your spiritual awakening. You know, you don't usually don't get the spiritual awakening that we're talking about until you finished all 12. Then the revelation, I'm talking, don't think I'm preaching, because if you read non-literature, it says stuff like discernment and revelation. It's just the problem is that we're still on the ignorant side, and we don't get to see that. You know how we do. A lot of times we overlook some stuff that's real pertinent to our recovery. But it say these clues along the way help to enhance our spiritual path. 7-step stuff say, what is your spiritual aim for real, Les? You done got here, you did the first couple, the first three, you know, I'm powerless. Woo, I'm powerless over my addiction. And my life is unmanageable, and we say stuff like this. We know. 2nd step helps you get in touch with the restoration process. I hope y'all helping connect the dots. I'm talking about sponsorship because, see, look, I'm a smart guy. But I better not ever go into this book. This book here, by myself. Because there's somewhere we say, you sponsoring a damn fool, and you can come in here, you can get all the key tags you want. You can quote the literature, but here's the piece. You can quote the literature. I can quote it. That's why I said God told me today not to quote it. He told me to share your hard-won experience. He said, share where you at, Les. He said, listen, the book is there. I wrote the book. I wrote the big book with all of the addicts in the room. You know our literature is written by addicts for addicts, from the addicts in the room. So we can't get it twisted. I always think about the revelation of God, my higher power. You can choose who you want. My sponsor helped me with that. Because, you know, we got some people in here of different denominations. Some people are atheists. Some people have been harmed through religious institutions. 11-step will tell you about it. If you get there, but you got to do the work. Probably just thinking abracadabra. It don't work that way. My sponsor always tell me stuff like, you know, man, hey, stay in the step. Or stay on the topic. It's real important, man. Because when you're being in front, you see, it's real easy to get podium arrogant. Yeah. I think I can say that with confidence. I've been around enough podiums these days. And it's real easy to get what you call the Narcotics Anonymous paparazzi. Yeah. But if you get a good sponsor, he'll help bust that ego. You might not want to hear it. I mean, many a times I don't walk away from my sponsor, I say, I can't believe he said that to me. What is wrong with him? I want to hit him in the mouth. I mean, come on. You're supposed to ride with me. But a lot of things have stretched me. Just like last year. I came to the convention last year after coming through a terrible divorce. I mean, you're looking at an addict who's been divorced twice in recovery. Yeah. First one had a big button smile. Big sexy caught her. The other one, you know, listen, I ain't gonna tell this story. I want y'all to pray for him when he get here or get back. The other one was a God-fearing woman that just didn't work out. And I had to get in touch through sponsorship, man, that it's okay not to be okay. And that you can't hold somebody hostage. And that your way of thinking, and matter of fact, your goal might not be her goal. How about that one? I could have never come up with that. Yeah, I'm like Rick James. I almost want to change you to the basement. Don't leave. Don't leave. Please don't leave. I need to be, you know, I have codependency issues. I need you to be close to me at all times so I can look good. We're going to buy the house. We're going to have the car. We're going to have the white picket fence. I'm talking about the illusions that I'm quite sure the speaker behind me is going to tap into. Do you not understand, Les? I'm talking about me. That standing here with 10 years clean, if I'm not careful and not vigilant and working the steps and applying these spiritual principles to my life and learn how to live them, I one more time can create my own illusion and be trapped in the disease of addiction, sitting in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Caught up. One more time in what we call obsession. Caught up in compulsion. Y'all know what obsession and compulsion is. If you ain't got a sponsor, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you. Obsession, that fixed idea. Compulsion, that thing to keep you coming back for more. I'm talking about now the drugs is gone, Les. Job's gone. I'm talking about now, why you like shiny things. Cars, booze. I got better with booze. I got one over there. Say, hey, wave over there, boo. Anyway, yeah, I just needed to say that. Because she's been my support in a loving and caring way. But I get caught up sometimes, man. Money. He took me out of the cardboard box, man, and put me in a therapeutic environment. And I was working in the field of recovery, helping, you know, the addicts that we screw up. The kids. Your kids. Yeah, we're screwing up your kids. And God used me as a vessel to help them.
I got you.
And right now, today, man, you know, I'm not there no more. I believe that everybody should share their hope story, right? I'm talking about an addict who came in here, man, and through sponsorship, learned how to write the resume. I'm talking about the addict who came through here in 8 and 9 that understood that, listen, that you're going to have to do some restoration, restitution, and some more stuff in your life, Les. You know, like, I was crying about child support one time. Had 2 jobs. Made a lot of money, about almost $100,000. Shoot. Then the letter came in the mail. Damn, man, these people, man, I swear. One of these people who was the baby mama. And she wanted what you call a modification. In the wrong way. I should have went and filed a modification. Now, I was only paying $200, but now, you know, I ended up paying a lot. But I'm here to tell you, when I got here, I owed over $42,000 worth of child support. Today, I don't owe a dime. I'm talking about how my sponsor told me to sit long enough and to make restitution to some of these places. It's all in our literature, man. Most importantly, man, sponsorship has helped me in one way. He's helped me to open up to other addicts. Because I don't know about you, I was closed when I got here. That's what kept me out here so long. I actually came to Narcotics Anonymous in 1984. I came in 1984 and looked at y'all and said, shit, y'all just don't know how to do the thing. Ain't no need me hanging around y'all suckers. And it took me to 2007 to get back. I almost killed myself out there. Told you about the cardboard box. But you know, there's a whole lot I can say about sponsorship. I'm praying that God used me enough to be able to give you guys and open you guys up a little bit. Because this is a beautiful day to be clean. I don't know, can I get a little clap back? It's a beautiful day to be clean. Most importantly, just remember where you used to be. See, I'm not in the cardboard box today. I actually got a couple of people to work for me. Imagine that. I'm not in the therapeutic community no more. I own a business. I'm a co-owner of a business. They get on my nerves and I have to bring the principles that I learned in here to my workforce. Some days they don't even know I'm a recovering addict. Disease say punch them in the mouth, but I can't punch them in the mouth. I have to have some empathy, you know what I'm saying? I've instituted a rehabilitation program into my workforce. So if you use too much, I'll send you to rehab. If you buck that system, then you gotta go. I'm still trying to help people in the community, man. But let me share this last story. I gotta get off their way because I don't wanna be prompted at a time. Listen, let's go back to the first tradition. Right? This all goes with sponsorship. Because, see, I wouldn't have caught this stuff if I wouldn't have had another human being guiding me with that hard-won experience about the literature. You know, I was sitting back looking at the Olympics, you know, a couple months back before Christmas. And this was direct resemblance of what we look like in here right now. I'm looking at the water. I don't know. Y'all can't see the water. The story just popped in my head again. And they had the Olympic rowing team. Yeah, we was all in this boat. Y'all can relate? We all in this boat. But it's a heck of a thing, we got one person speaking commands to you, sponsorship. He tell you when to go left or to your right. So, you know, they were sitting in this boat, the rowing boat, and I was looking at this, I said, damn, this is the only sport that I've ever seen that everybody is turned the wrong way. Y'all ever notice that? See, because I'm looking at the water. Y'all rowing. And it's amazing. If I say don't use, you got to believe in me. This is sponsorship due. If you say, Les, you never, ever, ever have to use, man. I've been through the same thing you've been through. The deadbeat dad syndrome, IRS, divorce. If you get lucky like I got lucky, man, I got a sponsor, man, who got hard-won experience, and he bought into me. He gave me enough confidence to be able to weather the storm. Now, I hope you got a sponsor like that, and I hope you stop blaming your sponsor for your untimely demise. Because if you don't believe in what this group talking about, then you are doomed to repeat it one more time. My addict named Les. Thanks for letting me share.